Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second game of today's softball matchups here on radio.dominican.edu. It's Josh Johnson, your color commentary, with Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins.
Thank you very much, Josh. Here we go, fans. Game two. The Penguins will be sending out Molly Howard, leading things off. She'll be at shortstop. Annalisa Lujan, the senior, at second base, number six. Robin Ridpath will be over at third base, batting third. Kelly Hislop in the cleanup batter's position over at first base. Leslie Fay, designated player. Jillian Rizzo behind the plate. Alicia McKnight at center. Jesse Soddy on the mound for the Penguins. Courtney Chenoweth in left field for the DUs. And Leslie Fleming, the flex player, over in right field. Howard, Lujan, Ridpath, Hislop, Fay, Rizzo, McKnight, Soddy, Chenoweth. The batters leading things off will be Molly Howard, the shortstop, for the Penguins game two against the visiting Grand Canyon Antelopes. Radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, fans. NC2A softball. Penguin style. First pitch to Howard down low. Ball one. Ball one in game two, top of the first inning. This one's chopped down the third baseline, bunted by Howard, racing over to first base just in time and out. Howard down 5-3 for the first out. Annalisa Lujan to come to the plate now for the Penguins after Howard just bunted it a little too hard. Perfect bunt down the third baseline, but it got to the third baseman in a hurry. Annalisa Lujan now, the left-handed batting senior, her final home game. Off-speed delivery outside corner, broke back toward the plate. Good for a strike. Robin Ridpath on deck. Lujan stands back in, holds hands very high. Rips this one out into left field, and that's a base hit for Lujan. Good rip there out into left for Lujan. Robin Ridpath, the third baseman for the Penguins, will come up now. One down, runner on. Right-handed batting is Ridpath. Kelly Hislop on deck. First pitch now to Ridpath is right there. Ooh, a little low for a ball. I thought it was a strike. Look good from here. We're down, sitting down the third baseline, just about halfway down, behind the plate mostly. From here, that looked like a strike. Called a ball. Hands high, Ridpath. This one's low. 2-0. Penguins lost game one. Penguins have two conference wins this year. Conversely, Canyon, 41 wins in conference, Josh. Penguins now in the top of the first inning. This one fouled back toward us. Looking for it was Ray, the catcher. She didn't see it. 2-1 on Robin Ridpath. For Canyon, Kat Hullett's on the mound. Behind the plate is Erica Ray. Hullett, the right-hander, deals 3-1. Runner at first is Lujan after her first hit of the day. Lujan ripped one. The left-handed Lujan went with the outside pitch, ripped it out into left. Fastball, fouled away, full count. Stuart Owen and Josh Johnson with you on radio.dominican.edu. Here's the next pitch. Full count. Off-speed delivery back to the pitcher. Going to be a tough play. Speeding down to first in time. Hislop sacks Lujan over to second. So it's a sacrifice for Ridpath, and Hislop comes up. Hislop comes up now in the four hole, the first baseman for the Penguins. Right-handed batting, runner at second, two down. Leslie Fay on deck. Fay will come to the plate if Hislop reaches. Two down, runner at second base, top of the first inning, game two for the Penguins. This one's out into left field, down the line, foul. Got a good piece of that one, Josh, as Hislop turned on it a little bit quickly. Right-handed batting is Hislop. Now the umpire's over. He's out of game balls. They can't have a game without a ball, Josh.
So yeah, that's usually the first thing you need.
You need a couple of game balls to get in there. It's hard to play softball when all the softballs are lost. So now they found the game ball and they brought it back into play. Hislop's in there, behind the count, nothing and one. Here's the next pitch. This one's right down the middle, nothing and two. Check it, one ball and two strikes on Hislop. Batting cleanup. Runner at second, two down. Here it is. Ooh, outside corner, 3-1. Check it, 2-2. Designated hitter is Leslie Fay. She's on deck if Hislop reaches. Corners crash in. She doesn't twist. Out to center field. Shortstop digging for it. That's Gamesh. She hauls it in. Kelly Hislop goes down on a pop-up to six to end things. Penguins had a hit from Lujan. No errors, and the one left on base is Lujan out at second. Penguins don't score. Bottom of the first coming up. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, bottom of the first, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. Penguin softball. DU's. Antelopes. Grand Canyon University. Here at McGinnis Park on the 25th.
Yes, sir.
Of April. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson with you. Bottom of the first inning. First pitch by Jesse Sutty is a ball to Nicky Colenzi. Colenzi plays right field for the Antelopes. One ball. This one is right there as she runs up in the box. Doesn't swing, 1-1. No score yet. Bottom of the first. Penguins had one runner in the first inning. The senior Lujan made it as far as second base. This pitch is low. 2-1. Lujan got to second, but no further in the top of the inning. Penguins lost game one. Here's Colenzi. Back to the pitcher. One hopper. Sadie over to Hislop. And Sadi gets her out. Colenzi goes down 1-3 for the first out of the inning. Bottom of the inning, I should say. Sam Wyatt coming up, the left fielder for the Antelopes. Wyatt wears number 10. Left fielder for Wyatt. First pitch is low and inside. Rizzo behind the plate for the Mighty Penguins. Casey Gamez on deck. Sam Wyatt plays out there in left field. And speaking of left field, that's exactly where Annalisa Lujan's ball ended up in the top of the first inning. The rip out into left. This one's inside, a little bit low, two balls, no strikes. Sam Wyatt, the right-handed batting Wyatt, stands in. This one's outside, gets past Rizzo. It looked pretty good from here, but it must have been outside if Rizzo missed it. Off to her right, three balls, no strikes to Wyatt. And she's going to be looking. Fastball right here, right down the middle. You can bet on it. And it's exactly what she got. She didn't swing at it, though. Collegiate softball, even at this level, a 3-0 count, almost never going to get a swing. 94.5% of the time, Josh, you don't swing on 3-0. I don't care how good it looks, which is too bad. This one's low and in. And that's a walk for Sam Wyatt. And walks her at the Penguins in game one. Casey Gamez will come up now, left-handed batting. Gamez, a shortstop for the Antelopes. Where's number eight? Teddy Berry on deck. Berry hit a 592-foot home run in game one. The IBM tail of the tape was 592.5 feet. This one is low and away, called a ball. Penguins broke away as if Sam Wyatt was going to break to second. She didn't. Gamez takes ball one. Teddy Berry on deck with that big bomb in the first inning of last game. The only player to really kill one so far today, and that was it. Backing up on his Howard. Chop toward the shortstop. Molly Howard backs up on it and hauls it in, Howard. Casey Gamez goes down, F6. Teddy Berry comes up with two out and one on. Colenzi started things off as she chopped it back to the pitcher, Jesse Sotti, for the Penguins. And then Gamez with the pop out over to Molly Howard, who backed up on it and hauled it in nicely. Howard actually had to turn and look over his shoulder. She was able to make a beat on it and haul it in. A great play by Howard, the nursing student. First pitch in there to Barry's a strike. Out into right field, digging in on it is Fleming, but she can't get to it. Advances a runner to third, misses the cutoff on the throw in. However, Barry does not advance. Wyatt goes to third. Barry to first with a long single. Bridges is coming to the plate, the second baseman for the Antelopes. Two on, two down, bottom of the first. Bridges has an opportunity for an RBI. Right-handed batting Bridges, wide open stance. Most of the weight on the back right foot. She holds the hands medium height. Now the runner down to second. Throws there. Out. Fielded by Molly Howard. Sliding at second was Barry. And Barry gets cut down after a perfect throw by Bridges, or by Rizzo. Bridges left at the plate. She'll lead things off the next time the Antelopes come up. Cut down, though, by the brilliant throw by Rizzo. Out number three. Top of the second coming up for the Penguins. It'll be Faye, Rizzo, and McKnight. You are listening to Penguin Softball Radio. Dominican.edu. Top of the second inning, fans. Hullett back on the mound for the Antelopes, and the first pitch to Leslie Faye is a ball. It'll be Faye, Rizzo, McKnight here in the top of the second. No score after the Penguins dropped game one. Low for ball two. Faye, the right-handed batter, stands in. Off-speed delivery down the first base line. Oh, just foul. Just foul into right field. Off-speed delivery, she waited on it nicely, in fact, went with it. And ripped it out into right field, but it was just foul. Here's the next pitch to Faye. High. She swings at it. Strike three. Opens things up for the first out of the top of the second of the strikeout. Here's Jillian Rizzo. Rizzo wears 22, and she is the catcher for the Penguins. Gunned down the runner, Teddy Berry, to end the inning. And now here she is at the plate with one down, nobody on, off-speed delivery. Changeup is a ball. Alicia McKnight on deck. One ball, no strikes. Jillian Rizzo, the right-hander. Catcher for the Penguins, stands in. This one's chopped over to third. Picked up on a bounce by Nislett over to Lucas Nisbet to Lucas Rizzo gone. 5-3, the putout. Two down, Alicia McKnight. In the top of the second inning, there's no score, fans. McKnight wears number four, plays center field for the Mighty Penguins. The Dominicans dropped the game earlier. They want to get this one back over to third base. Nisbet muffs it for a second but comes back up with it. Way to stay with it there for the third baseman, Nisbet. Over to Lucas at first. Alicia McKnight goes down 5-3 to end things. After an inning and a half, no score. Bottom of the second coming up. For the Antelopes, it'll be Bridges, Lubkin, and Lucas Radio. Dominican.edu. Bottom of the second. No score. Kelly Bridges coming up, the second baseman for the Antelopes. Right-handed batting. First AB in game two. Fouled off the bat, then off of the headgear of Jillian Rizzo behind the plate. Strike one. No balls, one strike, bottom second. Lubkin on deck. She'll be followed by Lucas. Here's Bridges. Long high fly ball into left field. Digging in is Chenoweth. Oh! Chenoweth got wrapped up with Howard, who was backing up on it. And coming over from center field was McKnight, and McKnight makes the grab. Fly out to eight for the first out of the bottom of the second. Here is Tracy Lubkin, the designated player. Left-handed batting. Lubkin's in there with nobody on, one down, bottom two, No score yet. Penguins playing some pretty good defense so far. Some great play there by Howard, and McKnight swung through on Lubkin for a strike. Left-handed batting is Lubkin. She's in there now. Here's the next pitch. Off-speeder inside. Ball. Jesse Soddy on the mound. Rizzo behind the plate. Hislop at first. Lujan at second. Howard at short. And Ridpath at third. Here's the next pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Strike two. One and two now. In the outfield is Chenoweth in left. McKnight in center and Fleming in right. And those are your nine for the DUs. Two and two is the count. Here is the next pitch to Lubkin. She goes with the outside pitch, and that is out of play down the left field line. Way out of there. Left-handed batting, Lubkin's back in there. Game ball promptly thrown back into the pitcher, Sadie. Soddy, check it. Here it is. Off-speeder, got her. Rizzo dropped it. And she picks it up, trying to steal down to first was Lubkin, but in time Rizzo picks it up and fires it down to Hislop covering. So that's a strikeout for the second out of the bottom of the inning. Here is Montana Lucas. Montana Lucas stands in, the first baseman for the Antelopes, right-handed batting. A tall and thin lady. Holds the hands, medium height. First pitch, here it is. Good, hot. Hard fastball for strike one. Montana Lucas watches that one go by. That had something on it. Soddy pitching nicely so far. This one's chopped down the third base line, foul. Jumping out of the box was Lucas. The pitcher Hullett's on deck if Lucas reaches, but she's got two out, nobody on. So she must reach base. If we are to see Hullett. Here's the next pitch to Lucas. Very high, one and one. Two down, bottom of the second inning. Here's the next pitch now. Chop down the first baseline. Digging for it is Hislop. She goes. Hislop with a great play over the shoulder and holds it in. Pop up over to three. Great plays by Hislop. And that's the end of the second inning. So four, two complete. No score. Sati, Chenoweth, Howard coming up. Penguins. No score. Top of the third. Radio.Dominican.edu. Jesse Soddy, the batter for the Penguins in the top of the third, right-handed. Batter is Soddy. She takes the first pitch for a strike. No score yet, fans. Penguin softball at McGinnis Park. Jesse Mazza is on hand, the head trainer, just in case anybody gets hurt. This one very high, one and one. Or in case anybody gets sunstruck. It's very hot out here today. Nice day. Actually, it's about 71 degrees, I think. Little bit of breeze in game two, none in game one. This one's fouled back and up into the grass. One ball and two strikes. Brandon Davis is on that one. One of the fans throws it back to B. Dave. Brandon will throw it back in play after this pitch. Here it is. Low, two and two. Chenoweth on deck. Here's Soddy, 2-2, right-handed batting. Here it is. Fouled off. Nice, hard fastball right down the pipe. Ooh, she'd love to have that one again. 2-2, we'll do it again. Sixth pitch of the AB coming up. Penguins were down by 9 at this point in the last game. Currently the score tied, no score yet. This one chopped to the second baseman, backing up is Bridges. She hauls it in. Soddy goes down on a fly out over to four for the first out of the top of the third. Here is Courtney Chenoweth, the left-handed batter. Chenoweth did not play in game one, so it was her first AB of the afternoon. Good crowd on hand for the Penguins. Here's Courtney. She runs up, bunts it down. Oh, and it hits the bat. She drops the bat. It hits the bat and then rolls out of bounds. I think when she dropped the bat, I thought the ball hit the bat out of the batter's box, so it's a dead ball once it hits the bat. Had she dropped that bat anywhere else, she'd have been safe. But the ball hit the bat after she dropped it, Josh.
It's just one of those things that happens, too.
It's a dead ball. So that's nothing but a foul. One strike. She runs up in the box and takes it for strike two. Chenoweth was all the way past the first base bag when that ball was declared foul. Molly Howard on deck. She runs up, chops it over the third baseman's head. That's a single for Chenoweth. She digs for first. Great AB for Chenoweth. Courtney Chenoweth comes up with a single, and that's just what the Penguins needed. Here is Molly Howard. Top of the third. Howard has been very hot, although she's 0-for-1 in game two. She had a couple hits this morning. Howard, the left-handed batter, is a shortstop for the Penguins. Where's number five? Runner on, one down. Here it is. First one, she bunts for the sacrifice. Back to the pitcher. Over to second. Slides it. Oh! Just called out barely as Chenoweth was nailed at second. After the ball went back to 1-2, covering six. That's a fielder's choice. Fielder's choice on the part of the pitcher for the second out. Howard at first does not get credit for the hit. Here's Lujan. Taking a great big lead over there at first is Molly Howard as the first baseman. That's Lucas. She crashes in, expecting Lujan to bunt perhaps. Two down, though. After the fielder's choice by the pitcher, after Howard bunted it back to her, this one's popped up toward the third baseman. Nisbet comes down with it right next to the pitcher's mound. She hauls it in, and Lujan's gone after the pop-up over to five. So just when the Penguins looked like they had something going, boom, boom, gone. Four batters, one hit, no score, 2.5 innings behind us, bottom of the third coming up. Penguin softball on radio.dominican.edu. Bottom of the third inning, Cat Hewlett, the pitcher for the Antelopes, right-handed pitching, right-handed batting is Hewlett, a first AB. Did not play in the morning game. So first AB the afternoon. Hewlett stands in, hands very high. First pitch from Jesse Soddy. Inside, ball one. Nisbet on deck. And Nisbet has had a great afternoon defensively. Here is the pitch to Hewlett. Ah! Indoors, Josh, and they called it a ball. Boy, they had me fooled. I thought that was a strike. That looked awfully good. Right-handed batting Hewlett takes high, 3-0. Penguins do not want to put a runner on, especially to lead things off. In the bottom of the third inning, no score yet, fans. Here's the next pitch, and that's a walk to Hewlett on four pitches. More significantly, it was on four. Gale Nisbet comes up now, the right-handed batter. Third baseman for the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University. On deck is Nicky Colenzi. Runner on, nobody out. This one's strike one right across the knees. Good pitch to Nisbet. Inside corner. Nothing in one. Not Nisbet. Bottom three, no score yet. Soddy doing a good job for the Penguins out there. This one's deep to left, but in perfect position is Chenoweth. She hauls it in. Chenoweth was frozen on that, and Nisbet goes down, fly out to seven for the first out of the bottom of the third inning. And that was hit hard, but right at her. Chenoweth in perfect position, did not have to move. Here's Colenzi, 0-for-1 in the second game. Left-handed batting Colenzi leads off the game. Knocked it back to the pitcher, who threw it over to first base. Soddy to Hislop to get the opening batter. Colenzi, who's up again now, and this one's pulled out of the dirt by Rizzo. Nice job there by Jillian behind the plate. Jillian's a very solid catcher back there. Rizzo hauls that one in, gives a sign, back out. Kolenzi, this one's chopped up the middle. Oh, brother, diving for it was Molly Howard, couldn't come up with it. And it gets into center field. McKnight comes up with it, throws it in. So Kolenzi gets herself a single. She's now 1-for-2 in the afternoon game. She advances. Hullett over to second base. So now two runners on, one out. Sam Wyatt, who reached base last time with a walk, comes to bat. First pitch is a ball to Wyatt. Gámez on deck. Here is the next pitch. Off speeder down the third base line. She turned on it way off speed. So after the foul away, it's 1-1 to Wyatt. Two on, one down. Stands back in there. Wide open stance. Here's the next pitch. Swung at it and missed. After 1-2, it is strike 3. Out number 2. And Gámez, the third hole hitter, is up. She had a pop-up to Howard, her first time at bat in the first inning. With 2 down and 2 on, it's a scoring opportunity for the Antelopes. And Soddy would like to get out of this one. Here she is, the right-handed pitcher, low. To Gámez. Teddy Berry on deck. And boy, would the Penguins love to leave her hanging. Penguins do not want to see Barry this inning if they can avoid it. Here's the next pitch. Very high. 2-0. Two down in the bottom of the third inning. No score. Penguins on defense. Here's the next pitch. Off-speed delivery outside corner. Called a ball. 3-0, and the Penguins are one ball away from filling the bases with the cleanup hitter coming up, who had a 592.5-foot home run in the first inning of game one. This one's right down the pipe for a strike, 3-1. Gámez was taken all the way there because that pitch could not have been better. Left-handed batters Gámez. She stands with the hands high. Batting gloves both. Here it is. Right there off speeder, strike 2, full count. Oh, can Soddy get out of this one? Josh with 2 on, full count, and the cleanup batter on deck. Soddy must deliver a strike right here. Here it is, fans. Outside, walked her. Ugh, that is tough. Bases loaded, fans. Here is Teddy Berry. Last time up. Barry got caught trying to steal down to second, but she did have a single in the first inning. Now in the third inning, she comes up with 3 on and 2 down. No score. Left-handed batting. Somebody better tell Fleming to back up out there in right field. This one's low and away, ball one. Fleming is deep in left. McKnight is out there in center, but not very deep. Barry's up, and Barry can nail it if she wants to. Off speeder, had her just way out in front of that one. Barry reaching 1-1. Great pitch. Off speed delivery by Soddy. Bridges on deck, but for now, 3 on, 2 down. Here it is, low. 2-1. Teddy Berry 1-for-1 in this afternoon game. Had a couple of hits in game one, including a gigantic bomb. Here's the next pitch by Soddy, high. 3-1. Soddy needs to dig deep to keep the Penguins in this thing and no score. A ball here scores 1. And Barry is their best hitter. Tough spot here for Soddy. Here it is. Good pitch. Called strike 2. I think I talked the ump into that one, Josh. I'm going to take credit for that one.
You go ahead and take credit for that, too.
3-2. Full count. Soddy needs to dig deep here as their first real moment in the game. Bases loaded, two down, full count. Everybody's going. Here it is. Oh, no. Walked her in the dirt. Dug out by Rizzo, 1-0. And that brings in Cat Hullett after the base on balls to Teddy Berry. That hurts. Everybody moves up. Colenzi goes to third. Gamez to second. Berry obviously over to first. Kelly Bridges comes up. Bridges 0-for-1 in the afternoon affair. Bridges a right-handed batter. Penguins down 1-0. Penguins were down 14-0 after three innings in the morning game. Now it's only one. So that's a gigantic improvement. Penguins didn't need to give that one up, though. The bases are still loaded. Two down in the bottom of the third inning. Bridges 0-for-1. Here it is. Right down the middle for a strike. Good pitch. Tracy Lukin on deck. If Bridges reaches, because there are two down. Three runners on. One in already. Here it is. Perfect pitch. Strike two. Nothing in two. Off speeder. Had her looking. She was totally frozen there. Bridges didn't know to swing at it. She just was frozen in place. No balls. Two strikes. Penguins didn't like to get out of this. Just giving up the one. Here it is. Strike three. Good job. Bridges gets her swinging. Leaves three on. After three complete. 1-0 Antelopes. For the Dominicans, it'll be Ridpath, Hislop, and Fay. Top four coming up. One zip. Radio.dominican.edu. First pitch at the top of the fourth inning, fans. To Robin Ridpath is a strike. Top four. Penguins trail by just one. One zip. Second pitch, off-speed delivery outside. Ball one. Top of the fourth inning in McGinnis Park, fans. Penguins softball game two. This one out to left field, and that's a base hit. Bounces in front of Wyatt, and Ridpath is on with a single to lead things off. Here's Kelly Hislop. Hislop is 0-for-1 in the afternoon game. Penguins sent four in the first, three in the second, four in the third. And this one's down the first baseline. It's bunted fair and sacrifices the runner. So Hislop on the very first pitch picks up a sack, one down, but Ridpath moves to second. And that's a good play there by Hislop. She bunted it down the first baseline, and it stopped right on the chalk. It was in fair territory. It was just dead on the chalk. They had to pick it up and go with it. Ray came up, flew it down to Lucas. Leslie Fay now batting for the Penguins. Fay wears number 15, the designated player. Struck out in the second inning, 0-for-1. Runner at second with just one down. Right-handed batting Fay goes up the middle. This one goes into center field. Turning third. Here's the play at home. In time, no, it's not in time, but back down to second, out at second. Fay gets a single, cut down at second for the second out, but the Penguins do score after the throw in from Berry in center field. Penguins score a run, Josh, and it is now 1-1. Jillian Rizzo will come up. Rizzo 0-for-1 in the afternoon game. Nice slide by Ridpath after the throw in from Berry to Ray. Ray was a little bit high. She came out in front of the plate. Had she stayed back, I think that ball would have been perfect, but she went out in front of the plate, and then it was high. She had to catch it and then reach down for the sliding Ridpath. Ridpath was under it. Strike one to Rizzo. Nobody on now after the throw back out from Ray to second was picked up by Gamez at short and cut down Fay, who was digging for two. Two down, one in, Rizzo. High. Rizzo's in there 1-1. McKnight on deck. This one's down the third baseline. A good hack there by Rizzo. Almost killed the coach, but I'm happy to report he's up. He danced out of the way of that one in the third base box down there by the hot corner. It's very hot in the box. Coach Herman dancing out of the way. 1-1 the score. Rizzo stands in, 1-2. This one's very close across the knees. Called a ball, 2-2. Boy, I was not sure about that one. Rizzo doing a good job behind the plate today. At the plate, last time up, she hit a ground ball over to third. This one's off speed. Back over to third again. Scooped up by Nisbet. Over to first in time. End of things. Rizzo goes down 5-3 both times to end things. But the Penguins with a, let's see, the Penguins had two hits in the inning. A sacrifice. Picked up one run. Going to the fourth, bottom of the fourth. Score is 1-1. Coming up for the Antelopes will be Lubkin, Lucas, and Hullett. 1-1, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, Penguins tied it up. 1-1. Coming to the bottom of the fourth inning now, here's Lubkin batting for the Antelopes from Grand Canyon University. First pitch is chopped over to third on the spinning diving catch. Ridbath in there, one pitch, one out. Pop up over to five, a tremendous play by Ridpath over at third. What a great job. Ridpath diving in it for it. Comes up with it on the shoestring catch. One pitch, one out. Montana Lucas, the first baseman, up to bat, right-hander. She stands in, fastball fouled away. Cat Hullett on deck. Lucas is 0 for 1 in the afternoon game. Popped out over to first in the second inning. Here's the next one. She leans into it. Takes for ball one. 1-1. Saudi has a great off-speed delivery. It looks like it's going to come in fast. The arm action and angle is all fastball, and then it just comes trickling across. It's so hard to catch up to. This one's chopped straight up in the air. Coming in on it is Ridpath. Oh, brother, calling for it is Saudi, and almost got over her head. And most of the time, you would let the third baseman or the first baseman take that one. Saudi came in. All three players were just within a few feet of each other, and she reached up and almost got over her head. Pop up to one, goes down Lucas. Two up, two down. Here's Hullett, the pitcher. Got the wide-open stance. Hullett, right-handed batter across the knees, low for a ball. Hullett reached base last time on a four-pitch walk and then scored the only run for the Antelopes. Ball one. Hullett hasn't swung yet today. Now she swings, chops it over to Molly Howard in the air. Howard comes down with it on the line drive. Hullett goes down on a LD over to six. Three up, three down, no score, no hits, no errors. Penguins coming up. McKnight, Saudi, and Chenoweth. It'll be the top of the fifth. 1-1, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins are up now in the top of the fifth inning. Here's Alicia McKnight. McKnight's 0 for 1 in the afternoon game. Takes a fastball for strike one. Last time up, McKnight hit a grounder over to Nisbet at third. It was thrown out to end the second inning. This one's low and away for ball one. 1-1. Saudi on deck, followed by Chenoweth. Alicia McKnight, the center fielder for the Penguins, the right-handed batting, stands in. Kills one to left. High, deep, out of play. 1-2. She nailed that one. Got a lot of it. Couldn't keep it fair, though. 1-2. Squares to bunt, pulls back, Butcher Boy off speed, 2-2. You got to look for the Butcher Boy when they square to bunt, pull back, and let it rip once the corners come crashing in. But with two strikes, I doubt the corners are going to bite on it. She squares it again. The corners don't bite. Full swing, foul. Down the right field line, out of play. 2-2. Score tied, 1-1. Here's the next one. Ooh, boy, that was close. Outside, 3-2. Full count. against the center fielder, Alicia McKnight. Penguins lost the earlier game. They'd love a split today. 1-1 in game two. Getting late, squares, pulls back. Center fielder digging in on it. That's Barry. She hauls it in. McKnight is gone. The long fly ball to eight. Here's Jesse Soddy, who's been doing a great job pitching for the Dominicans today. Soddy wears number 13. Throws right, bats right. Last time up, Soddy hit a pop-up over to the second baseman for the first out in the third inning. Chenoweth to follow. This one's into right field. Penguin fans asking for it to drop, but Lorenzi was out there. A big long fly ball out to nine for the second out of the fifth inning. Here is Courtney Chenoweth. Chenoweth plays left field for the Penguins. Chenoweth was cut down on her way to second on a fielder's choice in the third inning for the second out of that inning. First one's a ball. Fielder's choice after Molly Howard, who follows Chenoweth, came up hitting. This one's over to first, dug out by Lucas. She runs it back to the bag for the third out, three up, three down. And Chenoweth goes down to three unassisted for the third out. That ends the bottom of the fifth. Five complete, score. Check it, top of the fifth? Yes, bottom of the fifth coming. Top of the fifth is behind us, four and a half behind us. We're coming now to the bottom of the fifth inning. Score tied, 1-1, radio.dominican.edu. We've reached the bottom of the fifth inning, fans. Score tied, 1-1. Gail Nisbet, the third baseman, 0-for-1 in the afternoon game. For Grand Canyon, comes up. Right-handed batter, inside, called a strike. Caught the inside corner. Good pitch. Soddy, doing a great job here in game two. This one's ripped out into left. Could be trouble. Oh, it's a fair ball. Running for is Chenoweth. Rounding first is Nisbet. She makes it to second. Nisbet gets a clean double to open things up in the bottom of the fifth inning. Just in play by a foot or two. Chenoweth was digging for it, but she couldn't get it. Big double out there to left field. Here's Nikki Lorenzi as the lineup turns over. Lorenzi in the afternoon game is 1-for-2 with a single in the third inning. Did not score. Nobody out. Runner at second. Here it is. Back to the pitcher. She looks to runner back. Nobody covering first. Throws over to third. Uh-oh, and now the Penguins are totally out of sorts. Nobody covering first base, and that was Lujan's error. Lujan should have been covering, as crashing in was his slop from first. Lujan didn't cover. Soddy got the ball in plenty of time to throw the runner out. And as it turns out, on one pitch, Lorenzi ends up at second. She'll only be credited with a single. She steals over to second base on the error by Lujan. Lujan did not cover first. That allowed her to turn the bag as the throw went over to third. Nisbet ends up at third base after sliding in under the throw. And Grand Canyon is now going to switch in place of Sam Wyatt. They're going to send in number 21. And while we make that change, we'll take a quick break. All right, 21 is Rasmussen. And she's come in place of Sam Wyatt. And she'll be out there playing in left field in the top of the next inning. With two runners on, nobody out. The Penguins are in trouble. Strike one to Rasmussen. Penguins have runners behind them at second and third. Penguins are on the field. Outside corner called a ball, 1-1. But the Antelopes are right into the heart of the order, 2-3-4 now. Rasmussen in the two hole. 1-1 the count, nobody down, 2-1, and both in scoring position. This one's low, 2-1. Penguins are in trouble. It was a huge moment in the game. The Penguins had one big moment earlier, and Saadi was able to get out of it. That was in the third inning, but now we're in the fifth, and it's a lot worse now. Two on, nobody out. This one down the left field line out of play. Foul. 2-2. Rasmussen enters the game in place of Wyatt in the fifth inning. 2-2. Gámez on deck. Here's the pitch to Rasmussen off speeder. Over to Howard at short. She looks the runner's back, throws over to first in time. Good play by Howard. Rasmussen goes down 6-3 for the first out. That's what the Penguins needed. Great play by Molly Howard. Howard ran in on it, looked the runner back to third, made sure she was not going to try and steal back down to home, then fired it over to Hislop at first. Casey Gámez, 1-for-2 in the afternoon. Check it, she's 0-for-2 with a base on balls, has not scored. Took the count to full in the third inning, takes the first pitch for a ball. Cleanup batter Teddy Berry on deck. One down, high. 2-0. Here's the next pitch, fans. Strike, outside corner, 2-1 to the left-handed batting Gámez. Gámez 0-for-2 in the afternoon, but was trouble on the Penguins this morning. A lot of trouble. Here's the next pitch. She chops for it right back toward us, just over our heads. Fouled away. 2-2. Here's the next pitch now. Outside corner, another one over our heads.
Oh, he dropped it.
A little delay there while we get another game ball in play. Ready to go here. Jesse Saadi on the mound, Rizzo behind the plate. Saadi kicks and deals. Here it is. Off-speed delivery, strike three. Frozer on the off-speeder. Gámez is gone. Out number two. So here's Berry with two down and two on. Score is tied 1-1. Berry's a cleanup batter. And Bob Herman has a choice to make now. But he's got to leave Saadi out there. She's been throwing beautifully all day. Can't yank her now. Here's the next pitch. Outside. Looked like it might have been a pitch out there as Rizzo came up and out of the crouch very early. Oh, they're going to walk her on purpose. So Barry's going to be walked intentionally. And they're going to load the bases for Bridges. Bridges is 0-for-2 on the day, where Berry has been on base twice, with one with a single and once with a walk. And so she'll be put on base intentionally here with another walk. Because Berry this morning hit a 592.5-foot home run. And at this point in the game, the coach doesn't need to even chance that. So there's the intentional walk to Berry down to first. Bases loaded, fans. Nisbet on third. Kalenzi on second. Berry on first. Kelly Bridges, who's 0-for-2 in the afternoon, comes up against Saadi. And Saadi needs to do something good here. First pitch is high, ball one. Bridges hit a long fly ball into center field in the second inning, struck out in the third. And we're in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch from Saadi. Right there, long fly ball, center field, moving over to her left is McKnight. She's under it, yes. Hauls it in, Bridges, fly ball out to eight. And that when it looked like the Penguins were in jail, they got out of it. So after five complete, we go top of the sixth. Score is 1-1, radio.dominican.edu. Penguin's still in it. All right, radio.dominican.edu in the top of the sixth inning, 1-1 the score. Molly Howard, the batter. Howard is 0 for 2 in the afternoon game. Leadoff batter is Howard. She was reached base on a fielder's choice in the third inning. Runs up in the box, low. Top six, ball one. Score tied. Penguins would love to eke one across right here. This is the inning to do it. Right there, she runs up again. 1-1 on Howard. Nursing student. Freshman is Howard, number 5. Bats left. Runs up again, chops this one foul, 1-2. Annalisa Lujan on deck. She'll be followed by Robin Ridpath. Lujan 1-for-2. Ridpath 1-for-2. Time for Howard to do something right here. Here's the pitch. She does. She chops it over to first. Picked up on a bounce by Lucas. Runs it back to the bag. Molly Howard gone. 3 unassisted. Annalisa Lujan, the second baseman for the Penguins, comes to the plate. Lujan in her final home game. Lujan, number 6, is one of the seniors. She is the senior, the only senior, on senior send-off day. She stands in, left-handed batter. Framed nicely by Ray behind the plate, but doesn't get the call. Lujan takes a ball. Lujan stands back in. Holds a bat way down to the end. Low, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. So this is Lujan's very last game, home or away. She'd love to get out of here with a victory on her very last attempt. She swings through that one, strike 2. Strike 1, check it, 2-1. Left-handed swinging Lujan was not even close on that one. Not a very good swing on that one. Fastball, she was way behind it. Lujan stands back in now. Off-speeder, chopped. That one came off of Ray's headgear, maybe off of her leg. 2-2 now to Annalisa Ray, Annalisa Lujan, Ray behind the plate. Annalisa Lujan, the senior, is 2-2. Lujan is 1-for-2 in the afternoon game. Batting in the 2-hole, here it is. Chopped up back to the pitcher. On 1 bounce to Hullett. Over to first, covering Lucas, out. Lujan goes down, 1-3. And here's Robin Ridpath batting in the 3-hole. Ridpath, the right-handed batting Ridpath, stands in. Reach base on the sacrifice in the first inning. Had a single and the only run scored for the Penguins in the third. This one's deep into left. Backing up on it is Wyatt. Back. Wyatt under it, hauls it in. 3 up, 3 down. Ridpath gone. Fly out to 8 on 1 pitch. And we'll go to the bottom of the 6th. Score tied, 1-1, radio.dominican.edu.
Dose.
Bottom of the 6th inning. Fans score tied 1-1. Tracy Lubkin, the designated player. She's 0-for-2 in the afternoon game, Lubkin. Stands in, left-handed batter. Left-handed batter holds him way up there. First pitch is low for ball. It'll be Lubkin, Lucas, and Hullett. In the bottom of the 6th. Jesse Soddy done a good job for the Penguins so far. This is called a ball, but I'm not sure why. Very close. Here's the next pitch. 2-0. Very high now. So Soddy's been low. She's been high. She's been all over the place. A little bit wide. 3-0 now. To Lubkin, who's 0-2, 0-for-2 on the day. Hate to lose her here. I'm gonna pour this one right in there. Strike 1 called on the 3-0 count. You know they're not going to swing at us. They might as well pour it in there. We have not had a single swing at a 3-0 count yet today in a game and a half, Josh. More than a game and a half. And that's right there for strike two as Lubkin is breaking down to the first base bag. Late call. Count is full. Osotti could come back after 3-0. To get the batter, that would be something. Osotti really needs to dig deep here. She winds, and here it is, off speeder, fouled up. Popped up, I should say. Under it, Molly Howard. She hauls it in. Off-speed delivery. Howard with the out. And a great job by Soddy to get Lubkin after being down 3-0. Pop up to six. First out. Brings up Montana Lucas. Montana Lucas is 0-2 in the afternoon. Right down the middle for a strike. Good pitch there by Soddy, bringing it all of a sudden. Kate Hullett on the line. She will be batting next. Here is Lucas, deep center field. Uh-oh, trouble. It falls into right center. Penguins are digging for it. It's way out there. Picked up by McKnight. It's on its way back in. It has not reached the infield. And with a home run, Montana Lucas clears. Well, she didn't really clear the bases. There was nobody on. But she scored the second run for the Antelopes. It's now 2-1, and that was a deep one. That was out there almost as long as Barry hit it in the early morning game. While Barry's was straight away to right field, the pull hitter, Lucas went with it into right center. Killed it. And here's Hullett. Batting right-handed, back to the pitcher, comes off of her glove, over to second. Grabbed by Lujan, and Lujan muffed it after it was knocked down by Soddy. Lujan couldn't handle that one, and that cost him. Hullett reaches base, that's an error on the second baseman. Gail Nisbet coming up. Now, Nisbet is 1-2 in the afternoon with a double. So for Grand Canyon, Hullett will leave the game and 19 is going to run in her place.
What's her name? Anybody know who 19 is?
Morrell is 19. Okay. So she'll be running for Hullett over at first. Fouled off of the foot of the batter, Nisbet. She ran up in the box, bunted it, kind of a slap bunt run up in the box. And then she kicked the ball while she was still in the box, so it's dead. Strike one. This one's popped up. Rizzo pulls the mask off, but it is out of play. She could not get that one. Colenzi on deck. Nothing in two. The count on Nisbet. Runner on. With one down. This one's down the left field line. Foul. Nisbet's 1-2 in the afternoon with a double in the fifth. She had a fly out into left field in the third inning that was pulled in by Chenoweth. Right-handed batter. Stands back in, nothing in two. Here's the next pitch. This one's low. Check swing. Ball one. Jesse Soddy doing a good job out there on the mound. It's getting hot, though. It's getting late in this game. It's bottom six. 2-1 now, Lopes. Penguins need to keep it to just one. Penguins are really trying to win this one, the last game of the season in conference. Last game of Lujan's career out there at second. This one's inside, 2-2. Nisbet stands back in. Here's the next pitch. This one's over to Lujan at second. Fires over to Howard covering second. Throws over to first. Does not get the double play, but does get Hullett. Check it, Morrell, who came in for Hullett at second as Howard dragged the foot across the play. Gail Nisbet does not get credit for a hitch, though she ends up at first base. On fielder's choice. And Nicky Lorenzi comes up. Lorenzi is 2-for-3 in the afternoon game with a pair of singles. Left-handed batting, one on, two down. 2-1 Lopes. Runner leaves. Rizzo comes up and can't hold on to it as it bounces in the dirt. It's a pass ball. Rizzo should have dug that one out. Couldn't get it. It was way outside. In fact, it bounced in the area where a right-handed batter's feet would dig. Outside for the left-handed batting, Lorenzi. Rasmussen on deck. Unless Sam Wyatt comes back into the game, I'll let you know. This one's high ball. Nisbet stole down to second on that pass ball, by the way. Two balls and no strikes now on Lorenzi. Left-handed batting. Right fielder for the Antelopes. That one's right there for a strike, 2-1. Runner at second is Nisbet, the third baseman. Two down, one in. That's the bad part if you're a Penguin fan. This one's over to third. Dug out nicely by Ridpath, who stuck with it. Chucks it over to Hislop in plenty of time. Lorenzi goes down, 5-3. One run in. Top of the seventh inning coming up. Six complete, 2-1 Antelopes. Radio.Dominican.edu. Here we go, fans. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters. Top 7, 2-1. Penguins. Is this it, B? Is this it? Yeah. Top 7, Penguins' last chance. It's 2-1, first pitch to Kelly Hislop. Into left field, coming under it is Gámez. Did she get it? I couldn't see. No, she missed it. Gámez ran a long way and almost had it. And she dropped it. The Penguins get lucky there as Hislop, the cleanup batter, gets a break. One long strike. That could have been tough for the Penguins. They do not need an out here. They need base runners. They're down 2-1. This one's smashed into left field even further. Oh, man, that is deep. That's out by my car, Josh. That could have gone through my windshield.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not. I knew I shouldn't have parked so close.
You never park close to the baseball park. Come on now, Stu.
Nothing to two. Why would I park so close to the stadium?
You never park close to the ball field.
Here's the next pitch. This one's very high. One ball and two strikes to Kelly Hislop, the first baseman for the Penguins. Done some good work today. Hislop had a sacrifice in the fourth. Popped out to the shortstop in the first. And here's the pitch. This one's low, 2-2. Nice day out here at McGinnis Park. Normally very windy. No wind at all today. Could use just a little breeze out here. This one is chopped over to the shortstop. Digging for it, Gámez gets past her. And the Penguins are going to get their first runner on. And that's just what they needed. And the Penguins are going to pick up a hit there. Leslie Fay is now coming up. Fay with a strikeout and a single. She was thrown out on her way to second in the fourth inning. But she scored the only run for the Penguins with that single in the fourth. So a runner on, nobody out. First pitch is very low for a ball. Hey.
Did you give her a hit there? I gave her a hit. Gave her an error?
All right. Yeah, all right. Official score gave her an error. I gave her a hit, but I thought it was too hot to handle. Maybe you're right. Gamma should have had that one. This one's down the third baseline. Foul. Coach Herman comes up with it. Good hands, Bob. So Hislop reaches base on the error on Gámez. Leslie Fay now standing in 1-1. This one's up the first base side. Muffed by the first baseman, Lucas. She comes back up with it and gets to the bag. Hislop is sacrificed over to second. That's okay. First out by Fay. Jillian Rizzo comes up with an opportunity to tie the game. Right-handed batting is Rizzo. Had a long day today behind the plate. find out if Rizzo's legs are tired. Now there's a conference out at the mound. Josh, I think the Penguins have it in them to come back on this one. It's 2-1 with a runner on and one down. Rizzo, in scoring, has an opportunity to tie the game.
Well, anything's possible in this situation, Stu. The Penguins have put themselves in good position to come out on top with a win in this one if they keep it up. Like they've been doing this entire game, they've been getting good hits, getting on base, being smart with the base running. So it all depends how these next few moments play out.
Here's Rizzo. Stands in way down the left field line. Rizzo really got a piece of that one and knocked over the barbecue. They're going to have to barbecue that game ball because I think it's on fire. Rizzo nailed that thing down the left field line. She got so much on it, but foul. Strike one. It's been two home runs in the game today, both by Grand Canyon. Here's Rizzo. Low. Ball one. Jillian stands back in, 1-1. Runner at second is the tying run, and the Penguins need the tie. And they have to do it right here. It's the top of the seventh. This is it. Last chance. Oh, Rizzo takes the off-speed delivery. Inside, ball two. Very good eye by Rizzo. I thought that was a strike all the way. Rizzo, the right-handed batter, swings the hands around. Here it is. This one's fouled away. A good hack by Rizzo. She wanted that one back. Oh, she wanted that one so badly. 2-2. Jillian just has the one batting glove on the left hand. Most players opting for two batting gloves. Rizzo goes with just one. 2-2 to Rizzo. Hullett looks in. Kicks and deals. Here it is. High. Full count. Good eye by Rizzo there to let that one go. She wanted it. She did not swing at it. That would have been trouble had she swung at that one. Full count now. Runner at second. That's Hislop. Here's Jillian. Oh, good hack out of play, though. Rizzo let out a grunt there, Josh. She wanted that one so badly. Alicia McKnight on deck. But it's all Jillian Rizzo right now, fans. One down, runner in scoring position. Rizzo waves the bat back and forth. This one's up the first base line. Curling foul, and it drops, and nobody can get to it. And the Penguin fans breathe a sigh of relief. McKnight was so pumped she ran out and picked the bat up for Rizzo. Rizzo is 1 foot away from it. Good job by McKnight. Full count. Here's Jillian. Rizzo's a tough competitor. Stands in. This one's in the left center, and it drops! Coming around third, here's the throw. There's going to be a play. No. Penguins didn't want to send him. Coach Herman did not send Hislop, held her up at third base, and Rizzo delivers the long single. Rizzo ends up at second.
Give her a single or a double?
Gave her a double. Official score gives her a double. I like that. Here's Alicia McKnight with an opportunity to tie the game, fans. Perhaps go ahead with Rizzo out there at second. Hislop's at third. The Penguins are down 2-1, but they have one out, and they've got two runners in scoring position. Can the Penguins do it? We'll have it for you right here on radio.dominican.edu. Fans, all right, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Ivy Campus has entered the game in game two. Now she held the Penguins scoreless in game one. See if Campus has anything left in the tank. She's come in to replace Hullett on the mound as the Penguins are in good position with Rizzo at first, Hislop at third, one down, Alicia McKnight at the plate, fouls the first one back, almost kills Brandon Davis. I'm happy to report Davis is okay over there. Brandon's the SID here and pretty much does everything, including taking some pictures, which he's doing over there. He almost got nailed. Squares to bunt, pulls back, strike two. And that thing was about 72 miles an hour, Josh, and I'm not kidding, from Campus. She really brought it. Nothing in two on McKnight. Chance to be a hero. Here it is. High, 1-2. Good eye there. Oh, it hit her. Caught her on the wrist. So Alicia McKnight hit batsman. She goes down to first. That scoots Rizzo over to second. Base is loaded. one down. Here's Jesse Soddy with a chance to put the Penguins in good position. Bases loaded, one away. Cutter on the right wrist. And now the coach wanted to come out and talk to the umpire about it, but the umpire wins that one. Penguins will remain with the bases loaded, fans. She just barely grazed, but that's enough. Here's the first pitch. This one's back up the middle. Throw comes home. Force out is there. Double play. Back to first. Unbelievable. And the game ends on a one-pitch double play as Soddy went back up the middle to the pitcher. Campus hauls it in, fires it over to Lucas. Check it. Fires it home to Ray. Ray throws it back to Lucas for the game-ending double play. Final score, 2-1, fans. Oh, brother. Penguins had the bases loaded with one down and were really threatening. And the Antelopes get the double play to end it. That's going to do it for Josh Johnson, Xavier Muldrow, for Mark Alexander, for Killian Larson and Brandon Davis, Stuart Horn, signing off. Oh, and Brent Poncha. Don't forget that. Stuart Horn signing off on radio.dominican.edu. A good game, especially game two. Great day for softball. See you next season, fans. Radio.dominican.edu.